Well, my special guest in this portion of Notably Texan is a Dallas singer and performer who's been releasing albums since the late 90s. His latest record is called The Long Road Home, and it highlights his skills as a songwriter, as well as his kind of alt-country vocal sound, which has been described as a mixture of Steve Earle and Joe Ely. We'll find out much more about him as I sit down right now for a live chat with Kevin Deal. Welcome to KETR, Kevin.
Thank you, Matt. It's good to be here.
It's great to get to know more about you, and we're going to get into some of your recordings.
Sounds good.
Well, if you would, tell me a little bit about your history in Texas, Kevin. Where are your origins here in the state?
I went to high school in Plano, graduated 1980. Was on the Plano wrestling team.
Oh, yeah, nice.
Football coaches said I had a bad attitude, so...
Okay.
I kind of thought they had a bad attitude.
Well, of course, so, yeah, that sounds like a typical high school kid.
Let that go in 10th grade. And
gotcha.
Went to wrestling.
Well, you didn't pursue that as a career, though.
No, I didn't. I'd have to put on a little weight, I think, for that. And worked out a lot more.
Probably. Well, right. Yeah, definitely a different career choice for sure. I mean, did you pretty much grow up there in the Plano area?
Yeah. Moved there the summer between 7th and 8th grade, and we moved out to Weston, Texas in 1999.
Now, for most people, which is probably everyone else, I didn't know where Weston was. So where is Weston?
We kind of like it that way, man.
Okay, well, I don't want you to have to reveal its location.
It's in between Anna and Salina.
Okay.
Kind of north of McKinney.
Right. So this is basically just north of the DFW area.
Yes. Yes.
And not far at all from Commerce.
No, not far at all. It was an hour and... couple minutes.
There you go. Yeah. Well, you might very well be able to tune in KETR over there. You'll have to check when you go back.
I will.
Yeah, I would love to have you listening over there. Weston, are you still involved with the volunteer fire department over there?
Yes, I am.
And that's been a long-standing thing, huh?
About 15 years.
Well, good for you, man. I mean, you sound humble about it, but that's a very brave thing for you to do,
well,
obviously.
Somebody's got to do it out there, and I can make the truck work, and I can drive it.
Right. I mean, you know, we don't always think about this. You know, we're here in Commerce, not the biggest of municipalities, but we, of course, have a traditional fire department. But in these smaller communities and towns, they've got to have the volunteer FD.
Oh, yeah, and a lot of towns are, you know, they may have a few paid personnel and volunteers until they get a huge tax base, and then they can afford the full thing.
Hats off to you for doing that, because again, you could easily choose not to with the risk that it brings you and some of the health problems that can endure after you've been out there and all that smoke and everything. So good for you, man.
Well, thank you. It's been a lot of fun and rewarding. And
well, we could spend the whole interview talking about why first responders are the best people in the world. But I know that we want to talk about your music, but I definitely wanted to acknowledge you on that. So if I understand correctly, your family, I think, exposed you to music pretty early on.
Huh? Oh, yeah. My dad, you know, he was always listening to country music. And, my mom used to sing us hymns at night, you know, go to bed. So I've always had that influence. And, you know, good old country music on an AM radio.
Okay.
Coming through one speaker. I don't know if there's anything better.
Right. That is something that many people have never experienced, you know?
Yeah, well, you know what? They should.
You can find a real love for that stuff, even when you can just barely hear it out of a tinny old speaker, you know?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
All the stereo that we have these days. Doesn't necessarily compete with the joy that any kind of music would bring you, you know, especially when you're a kid in the car.
I mean, you work so hard to get everything just right on your record, the sound, the production, the you know, mastering and all that. But most of the music I love, I was exposed to on an AM radio through a crummy speaker in the back.
I guess that's one way.
Or the dash.
That's one way to look at it, I suppose, is, you know, you can do all this production and you know how it's going to sound on a great hi-fi or in headphones, but I guess you could always analyze your songs and just have them, the producer put it out in mono so that you could just listen to it that way and see, hey, does it check out like this too?
Yeah.
Because people do consume music in different ways, you know. I always think of people listening with the full stereo setup at home, but many times people are just listening on a clock radio or some, you know, some crummy little speaker.
Right.
Hey, however you do it, the important thing is that you're listening to this this stuff. So that's what it's all about. So it was mainly country music at first that you were kind of exposed to, but you branched out a little bit into some other styles.
Oh yeah, you know, high school. ZZ Top, Lynyrd Skynyrd, Stones, Tom
sure.
Petty.
Sure, growing up in Texas, yeah. I mean, these are the obvious influences.
Texas Jams and the Cotton Bowl.
Oh, yeah.
I snuck in one year.
Did you really?
Oh, yeah, jumped through the window of the women's restroom.
So you're the reason they boarded that up. Okay.
Yeah, those were the days, man.
Yes, good memories for sure. Yeah. Some young people today will never know about the joys of these some of these big concerts
that used to happen. Yeah, saw ZZ Top and the Stones there.
Nice.
At the Cotton Bowl. That was fabulous. Thunderbirds opened for them.
Oh, yeah. Wow. And,
it was great.
That sounds like an unforgettable
those
time.
Those old ZZ Top records, you know, to me, that was Texas music.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it was a blend of country and blues and just so good.
Yeah, very influential for sure. I mean, that has definitely set the tone for so many artists to come after that. If you're just tuning in here, this is 88.9 KETR, and Kevin Deal is my guest. We're going to play some of his music here in just a little bit. You didn't go right into music, though, as you grew up, right?
A couple of garage bands, and then I had kids and a wife. And
right.
I had to go to work. So I make a living.
I know that you grew up, you know, enamored with music, but what was it? Did you have an instrument that you initially picked up, or was it writing songs?
I messed around on the guitar and always kind of messed around on the harmonica. And then tried to put them together and you know, after your first broken heart, you got to do something.
Oh, right. That inspires so many first songs, for sure.
And, I always liked writing songs and enjoyed it and got real serious. Jeez, the late 90s. Tried to put some music out.
Oh, the fires of hell burn empty in a glass. Steal a man's future. Condemn him to his past. There are so many ways we try to fill the hole of a thirsty, starving, broken soul.
Now, you of course have this the side life, if you will, as a craftsman when you're not on stage, right?
Yeah, I'm a stone contractor.
Your business, which includes the music and the stonework, is a family business, right?
Well, no, I have four sons and a daughter, and none of them had any interest whatsoever.
Okay,
I took all the boys out to work. My daughter, no, she wasn't. She wasn't even want to go out there, and they got a taste of it and went to college.
Okay. So I guess in one way, mission successful, right? You're like,
yeah. I mean, trust me, it's nothing I would have forced upon them, but okay. It was there if they wanted it.
And okay.
My youngest, his name's Stone Mason, and he's very studious and doing real well at Collin College, I guess it is now.
Okay, well, nice. Well, good for them. So, I mean, is it? But do you and your wife run the business then, or?
No, she homeschooled them, so. You know, it's pretty much me.
Okay, well, my apologies. Obviously,
her hands were. She had plenty to do.
I came across. I got into some fake news, I guess, and I was under the impression that.
Oh yeah, you know, she'd help me a little bit, but mostly, my office is in my pickup.
Okay, I understand. I understand completely.
She helped with the music, you know, years ago, quite a bit.
Gotcha. Okay, maybe I might have just been crossing the wires on that then. Kevin Deal from Dallas is my guest on KETR. So as you really kind of got going and got more into music, you started making some good friends like Mark David Manders and Burleson.
Ed Burleson?
Yeah.
Yeah, Eddie. Yeah, I used to sit in and play I used to play harmonica with Ed, you know, and I would sit in with Mark occasionally. And I played on one of his records that Lloyd produced years ago, and that's how I met Lloyd. And I said, hey, would you record some songs? Help me record some of my songs. And he said, sure. And been working with him ever since. And that was, late 90s.
Lloyd is one of those guys. I have found this to be true with a lot of the better producers in our state. They have just the biggest hearts. Like, I feel like they almost can't say no to anyone who wants them to come and work on production work. Yeah, we've got a guy around here named Brad Davis who has a very big heart
I've heard of Brad. Yeah.
Have you? Yeah, he's great. You should, if you haven't met him, he's wonderful. But I have talked to a lot of artists that have worked with Lloyd.
He's just the nicest most down to earth, unbelievable wealth of musical knowledge and talent. Just unbelievable.
And he plays everything, right? I think maybe
except the fiddle.
No, okay. Or drums. I don't know if he plays drums.
He can play drums.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. And he can play the fiddle, but it's a little sour.
Okay. Better than I could. So
I have a recording of him playing Faded Love that I kind of hold over his head as
uh-oh. I'll let this out. I'll let the public hear this.
But no, he's just great. I love the man. He's been so good and kind to me and helped me in so many ways.
That's fantastic. Well, I want to we'll mention him a little bit when we talk about your latest record here shortly. But you released some songs that I believe kind of were pretty successful in the late 90s, got onto some of the various charts. And that's when critics really kind of started to take note of your work, didn't they?
Yeah. I had some songs do all right for me. There's one song that actually saved my butt.
Really?
Yeah. When was it? 2009? You know, you watch Perry Mason, they say, what were you doing on the evening of such and such, such and such? Okay. I would be just throw me in jail. Dates, I'm not very good with.
Gotcha.
But at the time, I couldn't buy a stone job, you know. I mean, the economy was just in the tank, and anybody and everybody I'd worked for you know, decades had nothing to do, and I had more days off than I'd ever had in my whole life, you know, put together, and didn't have work for my men. And I got some checks in the mail for a song called What's Your Problem, Man? And they paid my house payment a couple of months.
Nice.
You know? So, I mean, I haven't gotten rich doing this.
Well, I understand.
But I've had a lot of fun and really enjoyed it. But yeah, it really, really helped out in a very, very perfect time.
That's wonderful. I mean, honestly, I think that's what so many artists kind of dream of, is being able to get, they call it the mailbox money.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You know, in the masonry business, I've done some good sized projects and had some good sized checks. It's not all my money.
You know? Right. Yeah. You have to divvy that out.
I got,
yeah,
materials. I got labor. Sure. You know, all that. But I got to tell you, the mailbox money is, those are the sweetest checks.
Sure. I mean, because it's work you did a long time ago. You might have even sort of forgotten about it. You know, years ago, you wrote a song and you ended up letting somebody license it, or however you well, the terminology.
I wish.
No. Okay. Yeah. That's part of the dream too, yeah. I guess. But so it was someone else that had recorded the song?
No, your
recording.
It was my recording.
Okay.
I think it was Outlaw Country that was playing it quite a bit.
Okay.
On Sirius.
Nice.
And that's always really, really nice.
That's fantastic.
It's kind of bittersweet, though, you know, because, you know, you write all these songs and you try to craft them and use clever lines and words. And,
sure.
But the song that's made me the most money, I got to tell my dear, sweet, God-fearing mother, has the words a-hole and turd in it.
Well, you know, you can't always pick and choose, I suppose.
It's about the guy that, you know, wants to write your set list for you at a show and
okay,
he just yells out Free Bird. And,
all right, gotcha. And
it was dedicated to that person.
Nice. All right. So in a way, it was almost a novelty song that you had written that it sort of...
I don't know if it's novelty. It's just something I had to get out there.
Oh, I get it. No, I get
what's
it.
What's your problem, man? You know, why do you want to be this way?
Wow. Well, who knows? You know, listeners out there might have caught that song at some point. Well, that was by my guest, Kevin Deal, and he's talking to me here on 88.9 KETR. I do want to play a song from your new record, but before we kind of get into that, you always run into this, I'm sure, where you meet someone who's never heard your music before. How do you describe your musical sound to them?
More often than not, yeah.
So
it's a real problem, Matt.
Well, I know, and I'm doing what I can to spread the word.
I appreciate it.
So if you end up having to kind of describe your sound to someone, how do you do so?
I've been compared to Joe Ely, Steve Earle. It's country. There's a lot of influences that I really like about music, and I don't stay pinned down to, you know, like swing or, you know, just straight up country all the time.
Right.
You know, there's Irish influence, there's blues influence, there's, you know, Southern rock influence.
Sure.
And country influence. But yeah, I guess Americana, alt country.
No, I get it. This fits in with so much of what I play on the show, you know. Yeah. I mean, there was a simpler time when there was, you know, four kinds of music or whatever. And so you
No, there
really
was two. There was two.
Well, right, country and Western. It was real easy to put yourself into these pigeonholes at a time, but these days things have really, really spread out. And no, I get it. And I don't feel comfortable even asking you to describe it like that, but sometimes people want to put a label, a stamp on it, and it's real.
Yeah.
You've got a wide stamp that you got to put on.
I just
there.
Hope they put a stamp on that they like it.
That sure, of course, that is definitely important. So tell me about the title of your latest record, The Long Road Home.
Long Road Home, you know, it's just kind of about it, you know, physical and spiritual and musical journey. You know, it's really long road home. You know, we're all on it.
I get it.
So that's pretty much what it's about. It's pretty self-explanatory.
I gotcha. And you already mentioned him, but Lloyd Maines was the producer on this record again, right?
Yes. Yeah.
And you've worked with him on a couple of different releases.
Oh yeah, all my releases except a live record I did. I think in maybe 2007, we did a live record at Dan's Silverleaf. And
this is I see you know other familiar names on here. I've never met him, but I feel like somehow we have a cerebral connection because our names are so familiar. I'm Matt Minky, and there's this
Pat Mansky.
Yeah, Pat Mansky. I feel like we're somehow distantly related, and we're not at all.
Maybe somebody changed a spelling.
Yeah, exactly.
Ellis Island or something. You never
That's
know.
True. But I see him, you know, listed in the personnel for so many Texas records.
Oh yeah, Pat's an engineer at the Zone, and he's a drummer. Incredible drummer. He drums, I think, with Joe Ely quite a bit.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so, yeah. And he's phenomenal. And he's producing now.
Okay.
He produced Casey Baker's record, and I think he produces some out of The Zone and some out of a studio in Denison.
But nice.
Just really solid, solid guy.
That's wonderful. Well, I'm interested to share this song with folks. This is from the album The Long Road Home. It's by Kevin Deal, and this just came out this year, right?
Yes, yeah.
So this is brand new stuff. This is available, I would assume, through your website?
Yeah, website anywhere, CD Baby.
I would say go to your local record store, but those are kind of hard to find these days. So
I got to take some by Bill's down there in Dallas.
That is one that is still standing, but there are not many to find anymore. But
no.
You can seek this out if you're interested. The album is The Long Road Home. Here's a song that I picked out called Of Dust and Smoke. Is there any kind of introduction that we need to this song? Because I do things a little different on this show. I know that usually albums have like certain singles or a certain sound that most stations would play.
Right.
I don't know if this is you know, a song that other stations would have focused on, but this was my pick personally.
Well,
so
the producer said, yeah, we should maybe that should be the single, but can we edit it? And it's got a long instrumental at the end, which was just kind of fun, you know.
So, yeah,
but it's I was kind of going through a rough time and just kind of fed up with dust and smoke.
And you mean literally. This
literally,
is not figuratively.
Yeah, yeah. I had been on a grass fire and breathed in some smoke, and I was having a really hard time breathing for a couple of years. Every evening, it was just like something was sitting on my chest, and I would wheeze, and I would cough till I thought I was going to pass out, and I couldn't stop. And,
wow.
And it was just really, really hard. And, you know, I would go play and get through it, and then just, you know, cough. And I was really just tired of dust and smoke, you know.
Gotcha.
In the day job, I got the dust.
Yeah,
and,
everywhere you go, right.
And then firefighting, you got smoke. And thank God there are less and less smoky bars these days.
Right.
Because I've never smoked.
Okay.
And I don't need.
Yeah, yeah.
That
it's
smoke.
Particularly rough when you're in there the plumes of secondhand smoke in a smoky old bar. So
I was glad to see that go.
I understand completely.
But it kind of came from that period of just. It was hard.
I get it, man.
But I'm better now. I feel great.
Well, good for you. And you know, so many times we tend to think that these titles and whatnot are more flighty or figurative, but this is literal.
Well, yeah. I mean, but you know, it's. if it means something else to you as a listener, take it.
Of course. I always say that just like a painting, this is up to you, the beholder. So,
but, you know, if you stop and think about it, we're all kind of stuck in dust and smoke.
Oh, man. Yeah. Wow.
You just longing for some fresh air every once in a while.
You just blew my mind, Kevin Deal. Let's take a listen to this song, and we're going to come back and chat a little bit more with our special guest. Here's Of Dust and Smoke on listener-supported 88.9 KETR. This is Notably Texan. Please support the station that brings you interviews in depth with artists like this during our spring pledge drive. Click donate at ketr.org.
Fire and water, smoke and steam, shattered glass, broken dreams, ashes to ashes, dust to dust, ore to iron, iron to rust. Of dust and smoke, yeah, I've had my fill of the cloud that chokes and the flame that thrills. Of dust and smoke, yeah, I've had my fill of the back that breaks and the speed that kills. Of dust and smoke, yeah, I've had my fill.
That is from the album The Long Road Home, by my guest, Kevin Deal, on 88.9 KETR. Kevin, his bio says he's a Dallas artist. Technically, he's from Weston, which is just kind of north of Dallas, but that's the easier way to give people an idea where you are, of course.
Yeah, you know, in Texas, you say, well, I'm about an hour north of Dallas.
Yeah, right. That is kind of all-encompassing. We're about an hour northeast of Dallas, so I get it completely. Well, we're very happy to have you here, and some great recording there. Did you want to kind of note some of the folks that were playing with you, like on that song?
Oh, yeah. That's Mills Chaikin, my guitar player, and Ian Griffith is on the stand-up bass, and of course Pat's on the drums. Lloyd's playing, yeah, I think he's playing an acoustic guitar on that. There's no steel on there.
Oh, okay, yeah, that's unusual.
but you know, I play acoustic guitar like a stonemason.
Okay,
so he helps put another guitar on there that sounds better. Mine's in there.
Gotcha. But, yeah, there's a lot of guitars in that recording, so it's beautifully produced.
But yeah, the guitar player and the bass player, Mills and Ian, they're both students at North Texas.
So these were kind of...
they're jazz kids.
These were sort of session artists or session
musicians.
Oh,
they're in my band.
Oh, okay, yeah. Right. You said that. Well, yeah. That's cool to be able to work with young kids, as you put it, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. They're great guys, and I really enjoy playing with them. We're having a lot of fun.
I keep aging no matter how hard I try, but it keeps you young to work with these young 20-something talented men and women.
Oh, yeah.
So as we already discussed, Lloyd Maines, of course, produced this album with you again, and it sounds like you two just have a great relationship that you're going to keep going back to him.
Oh, yeah. I just love him. There's a song on there I put on there twice. It's called If You Can't Put It Down.
Right.
And I had an idea of what I wanted, you know, I wanted straight up country, pedal steel, fiddle, and, but when we got in the studio, Lloyd had a totally different idea, and I loved his idea, and I really liked the way it turned out, but I wanted it the other way too.
Okay. You know?
So I did it twice, and I was in Ireland a couple of years ago and actually recorded it over there with some Irish musicians.
Really?
And it's got piano and accordion on it, and it's really cool too.
Nice.
But I got to get the guy to finish it.
Okay.
I wanted some female harmonies on it and then kind of got lost. So I'm going back in August, so I'll get him to finish it when I go back.
It's one of the great unfinished works right now, huh? This is how it goes for artists. Sometimes you have these things that are just back burner projects like that. Well, this year, KETR is celebrating 44 years of service to Northeast Texas, and this week is our station's Spring Pledge Drive. So non-commercial stations like KETR, kind of the last frontier, if you will, for folk music, for independent artists, for really anything outside the sort of corporate music bubble, I dare say. And while I have you here, I was hoping that maybe you could speak to listeners a little bit about why they should make their first donation to this radio station. There are a lot of people we have that have listened for many of those 44 years but have never given here before. So why should somebody support this station?
Because it'll make you feel good. It really will. It'll make you feel good to give something to something that brings joy to people and gives them an opportunity to hear things maybe they haven't heard before and support art. I mean, it's a good thing. It's a good thing y'all do. I listen to NPR quite a bit, you know, especially when I'm traveling, trying to find something. I'm not going to listen to country music.
Okay.
You know, I want to hear something that's not going to hurt my brain. And I like listening to NPR when I'm driving around.
That's great to hear, man. And I know that you are, you know, in the car a lot for your various jobs. You're driving around quite often. Yeah. So I hope that maybe this was enlightening to know that there's an NPR station out here. I hope that you're able to check it out. And if nothing else, you can always stream us at KETR.org. But I hope that you'll heed the words of our special guest, Kevin Deal, and support this station today by clicking donate at KETR.org, because this is the place you can come to, frankly, to find out about people like Kevin Deal. You've got some shows coming up across Texas, it looks like, in the weeks and month ahead.
Oh, yeah. Tupps Brewery in McKinney, their fourth anniversary. We're playing there 3 to 6 in the afternoon.
That's on April 27th, I think, right?
Yeah, April 27th. Luckenbach is May 4th.
Yes, sir.
May 9th, I'll be at Deep Ellum Brewery.
Okay.
Opening for Matt Hillier.
Oh, nice. And, yeah.
And then the 10th, I got something going on.
You're in St. Joe on May 10th.
Oh, yeah, St. Joe.
This was actually a quiz to see how well you knew your gigs, and you did pretty good, man.
Usually my guys will let me know, hey. I try to stay on top of it, but it's hard to keep them all in your head.
Oh, I'm just messing with you, man.
St. Joe's great. And then the first week of August, I'm lining up going back to Ireland. I always have a good time there. It's unbelievable how much they like country music. And
there's something about Texas and country music overseas.
Yeah.
So what is it about Ireland? Do you enjoy it, or is it a heritage thing?
Oh,
or?
Yeah, it's definitely heritage. I've got a lot of Irish heritage, but I love the country, love the people. There's a lot of really good musicians. I've sat in with some guys that are just phenomenal musicians.
Nice.
And they know all the old country songs. And they've learned some of mine, too. And we play some of mine and some of the old country. And it's just a blast.
If folks want to see those upcoming tour dates for themselves and lots more information about Kevin Deal, what's the website?
KevinDeal.com. I've got a Facebook music page. I try to keep some videos up on there and, you know, the dates that I got going on. I sure appreciate you having me in.
It was really great to meet you and get to know more about you, and let's have you back in sometime soon.
Oh, yeah.
Since you're just right up the road, man. Kevin Deal, our special guest on Notably Texan. Thanks again, and have a great rest of your afternoon.
Thank you, man.
Mama put my guns in a ground. I can't shoot them anymore. That long dark cloud is coming down.